either, because there's really no chance of that. Coming to you from Riverside, California, this is the LifeSpring One-Year Bible and podcasting since 2004. I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Today is Poetry Thursday. We'll read Proverbs 22. The website is lifespringmedia.com, and I'll have contact information at the end of the show. Before we get started, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the Proverbs. I pray, Lord, that today as we read, you would teach us. Give us something, Lord, that we can use in our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, are you ready? Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 22. You should want a good name more than you want great riches. To be highly respected is better than having silver or gold. The Lord made rich people and poor people. That's what they have in common. Wise people see danger and go to a safe place, but childish people keep going and suffer for it. Have respect for the Lord and don't be proud. That will bring you wealth and honor and life. Thorns and traps lie in the paths of evil people, but those who guard themselves stay far away from them. Train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not turn away from it. Rich people rule over those who are poor. Borrowers are slaves to lenders. Anyone who plants evil gathers a harvest of trouble. His power to beat others down will be destroyed. Anyone who gives freely will be blessed. That's because he shares his food with those who are poor. If you drive away those who make fun of others, fighting also goes away. Arguing and unkind words will stop. Have a pure and loving heart and speak kindly. Then you will be a friend of the king. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he does away with the words of those who aren't faithful. People who don't want to work say, "There's a lion outside," or they say, "I'll be murdered if I go out into the streets." The mouth of a woman who commits adultery is like a deep pit. Any man the Lord is angry with will fall into it. A child is going to do foolish things, but correcting him will drive his foolishness far away from him. One person may beat poor people down in order to get rich. Another person may give gifts to rich people. Both of them will become poor. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of those who are wise. Apply your heart to the sayings I teach. It is pleasing when you keep them in your heart. Have all of them ready on your lips. You are the one I am teaching today. I want you to trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you. They will give you knowledge and good advice. I am teaching you words that are completely true. Then you can give the right answers to the one who sent you. 1. Don't take advantage of poor people just because they're poor. Don't beat down those who are in need by taking them to court. The Lord will stand up for them in court. He will take back the stolen goods from those who have robbed them. 2. Don't be a friend with anyone who burns with anger. Don't go around with a person who gets angry easily. You might learn his habits, and then you will be trapped by them. 3. Don't agree to pay for what someone else owes. Don't put money up for him. If you don't have the money to pay, your bed will be taken right out from under you. 4. Don't move old boundary stones that your people set up long ago. 5. Do you see a man who does good work? He will serve kings. He won't serve ordinary people. Proverbs 22:1 said, "You should want a good name more than you want great riches. To be highly respected is better than having silver or gold." My wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, doesn't like it when I talk about this, but Proverbs 22:1 brought it to mind. So let's dive in. I'm at the age where sometimes I think about how I'll be remembered when I'm no longer around. I'm closing in on 70 years old, and I think I've eased out of the middle age period of my life, wouldn't you agree? As a matter of fact, at this point, I've lived longer than my biological father did and 3 of his 4 brothers. Yeah, the paternal side of my family didn't live very long. Now, my mom's side of the family is quite a bit different. They lived until they were into their 80s and 90s, so really, it's anybody's guess what the chances are that I'll live to be an old man. I tease about being old now, but 69 isn't really considered to be old like it was in past generations, is it? Or maybe I'm just kidding myself. But I do think about how I'll be remembered. One thing is for sure, I have no interest at all in being remembered for how wealthy or how poor I was. I've never lived my life to see how much wealth I could acquire. Yes, I tried to provide as comfortable a life as I could for Leanne and the kids, but I really never made it a goal to see how large I could grow my business or my bank account. Of course, I don't want to check out as a pauper, but gaining wealth has never been important to me. I had a childhood friend who I was very close to, even into our 20s. We were both Christians as we grew up, and we grew up in middle-class families, we played sports together, and we generally had the same values. But at around the age of about 30, we began to grow apart, mostly because our lives just kind of got busy with family and trying to earn a living for ourselves. But then this friend of mine got into a business that eventually made him a multimillionaire. It's a good business. He's well-respected in his industry, as far as I know, and he travels around the world with some of the most amazing kind of trips. And he's got all the trappings of success, except it doesn't appear that he has a relationship with the Lord. Again, I'm no longer close to him, but I see him occasionally, and I can't know what's in his heart, of course, but I can't say that there's any observable evidence that Jesus has any place in his life. Yeah, when he's gone, people will know that he had great wealth. And from that perspective, I guess his life will have been a success, because when we were in our 20s, I remember having conversations with him about gaining wealth, and that was one of his top goals. So he made it. But when people remember me, I want to be remembered as a godly man. I want my kids and my grandkids to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I loved God and that I lived my life for him. Yeah, they'll remember that I was not a perfect guy, but I hope that they'll know that despite my flaws, I was 100% in love with my Lord. And yeah, I hope I have many more years to build memories with them that they'll be able to look back on when I'm gone that'll cause them to say, yeah, Grandpa was a good man. He was an honest man, a fair man, a man with integrity. But what I remember most about Grandpa, he loved God. Yeah, that matters more to me than leaving them a big inheritance, because there's really no chance of that. But honestly, I would much rather leave a legacy of living for the Lord than how to become wealthy. What are your thoughts? Do you agree? Disagree? Do you have a different goal? Let me know. Contact information will be at the end of the show. Tomorrow will be Prophecy Friday, and we'll read the book of Joel. Thanks to Scott Snyder, who did today's show art, and thanks to Sister Denise, Michael Hainer, Jason Pascal, and Sister Brittany. This is the team. If you have a comment, a question, a prayer request, or a praise report, call the LifeSpring Family Hotline at +1-951-732-8511 or go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com for prayer requests and praise reports, or go to comment.lifespringmedia.com for comments or questions. You can also email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Thank you so much for inviting me to be with you today. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. My name is Steve Webb. Bye. LifespringMedia.com/support.